Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, November 3rd, 2014. Israeli extremists continue to invade Al-Aqsa Mosque under the protection of the Israeli military. Meanwhile, Israeli troops kidnap at least 20 civilians during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Undercover soldiers of the Israeli military kidnapped on Monday morning a Palestinian woman in the yards of Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. When she tried to stop an extremist member of Knesset from invading the yards of Al-Aqsa Mosque, accompanied by her armed guards and Israeli soldiers. Eyewitnesses said that the woman, Sahar Netsche, started chanting and shouting Allahu Akbar, God is great, to express her rejection to the invasion and desecration of the mosque and tried to stop the Israeli MK, Suli Mualim Rafaeli, of the Jewish Home Party. And Netsche was one of many women who tried to stop Suli and her guards, who were advancing towards the Dome of the Rock after invading its yards. Israeli soldiers also imposed further restrictions on the entry of Palestinian worshippers into Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock and closed all gates before allowing the Israeli MK and her guards into the area. Earlier on Monday at dawn, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded various communities in occupied East Jerusalem, stormed dozens of homes and ransacked them, and kidnapped at least 19 Palestinians, including children. On Sunday, a Palestinian was shot and injured with live ammunition, while many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation and injuries by rubber-coated steel bullets fired by Israeli forces during confrontation which erupted at Qalandia checkpoint to the north of Jerusalem. In Jenin district in northern West Bank, several military vehicles invaded Al-Jalamat nearby town on Monday at dawn and kidnapped a Palestinian woman identified as Yasmin Abdulrahman Sha'ban, 31. Sha'ban is a mother of four children. In addition, several military vehicles invaded Khirbet al-Tawil village, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus, and demolished three homes built by the Palestinians more than 100 years ago. Moreover, Israeli military vehicles invaded Hebron city in the southern part of the occupied West Bank and kidnapped two Palestinians. Another Palestinian was also kidnapped while attending a court hearing for his cousin in Ofer Israeli military court near Bethlehem in southern West Bank. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 3rd, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.